A new authority set up to deal with trash in Southeast Alaska will be forming a board of directors and adopting bylaws over the next year. Voters in Petersburg, Wrangell, Thorne Bay, and Craig last week approved the startup of a Southeast Alaska Regional Solid Waste Authority. Petersburg's Public Works Director, Carl Hagerman, is on the Solid Waste Subcommittee of the Regional Economic Development Organization Southeast Conference.
It's very gratifying to see that everybody seems to understand what the goal is, and that the authority is a positive thing for the region. It's disappointing that not more communities chose to put it on the ballot this year, but I'm hopeful that with the overwhelming support that it received in the various elections that it was involved in, and hopefully some success in this first year, that other communities will get involved in the following years and will get a more representative voice and a more collaborative effort on solid waste issues in the region.
Hagerman says within the next 2 months, the four cities will appoint a representative for the authority's board of directors. The new board will meet to adopt bylaws covering how and when the group meets and how it will operate. Some goals of the new authority are to lower the cost of dealing with garbage and to create jobs if the towns decide to pursue a regional landfill. Hagerman says each participating community has to approve any solution for solid waste.
Whatever project the authority decides to proceed with, they have to fine-tune a development plan specifically for that project. That project could be in one community, it could be in all four, but every municipal entity that is involved with the authority must approve that development plan before the authority moves forward. So if it's a landfill in Wrangell, that's the answer. Petersburg has to approve that idea, that development plan, as well as Thorne Bay and Craig.
Other Southeast towns may still join the authority in future years. The board of directors will have to decide whether it wants to hire any staff, although the group does not yet have much money for operations. Hagerman says they're hoping to use about $25,000 given to the Southeast Conference by various Southeast communities for starting up the new entity. He says member communities won't necessarily be customers of the new organization, and future customers don't have to join.
Again, the authority is going to be run as a business, and it's going to seek customers. You don't necessarily have to be part of the authority or a member of the authority to be a customer of the authority. So there could be communities that are customers of the authority but aren't interested in really being involved at the board of director level. It really remains to be seen, as I said at the outset of the interview. It's really breaking new trail, over the whole state on this issue. So it'll be very interesting to see how it all develops.
The state legislature passed a bill in 2006 allowing for the formation of regional solid waste authorities, and Southeast's group is the first to form in Alaska.